Coach McCarthy said that he's never trusted a quarterback or pretty much any of his players as much as he trusts you. How much do you appreciate that confidence, no matter how things are going throughout the season?
Well, I mean, it feels great. Mike and I have been together a long time. You know, had a lot of great moments together. Play caller and quarterback spent a lot of time together, and you know, we've spent a lot of time over the years talking football and life, and you know, the respect is mutual and the appreciation is mutual as well.
Aaron, what's the process like for you when you've had a game that didn't quite meet your standards? How do you go about doing that?
I don't change. I do the same thing every week and just try and execute a little bit better the next time we're out there.
Is there such a thing as setting a bar too high for yourself?
That's a ridiculous question. So no.
In that regard, Aaron, though, how much better do you think you need to play, can play, should be playing?
You know what? I'm going to do my job. You know, I'm going to do it as well as I can every week, and everybody's got to do their job as well. I know I got to play better, and I will.
Do you think, though, because the bar is set so high for you just from everyone else, that you are unfairly criticized sometimes?
I'm not worried about the outside critiques or expectations people put on me.
Aaron, what about the team? Like, everyone seems to be trying to figure out why you're not playing like yourself. So I'd be more interested in what you see when you look in the mirror.
I'm sure you would, but I'm going to keep that to myself.
Marissa also, she mentioned what Mike said in the press conference. He said something else, too, that I want to ask you about. He said his work ethic is at the top of his career. The time he spends in the facility with his coaches and his teammates. He let slip last year that once you changed play callers back, that you were then taking part in the game planning meetings. Is it possible to spend too much time working and not getting paid enough, or do you think that that's valuable to be spending that much time in the facility?
I think I have the proper balance of professional and personal time right now.
Since you're playing the Lions for the first time since the Hail Mary, can you sort of revisit just the throw and what you were thinking as that thing, you know, the moments before the play and in the play and then after the play?
Well, after the penalty, I had a good feeling I could get it to the end zone. We lined up in a spread formation, and they had three down linemen, so I just knew it was about finding a launch point to get the ball up in the air. I felt confident. Once I got outside and we had some good blocks that I could get to the end zone, just try and throw it as high as possible. Given that we were a little bit gassed there, having a couple long drives in the fourth quarter, and then being back on the field there at the end of the game, just want to make sure that they had time to get down there. And then, you know, after Rich caught it, it was just kind of a blackout wave of emotion.
Going to be your first home game of the season. Just how important is it to kind of get that first one here at home and bounce back from losing this Sunday?
Yeah, it's going to be a great stretch. We've been away from home for 4 weeks now, so it'll be fun to get back to Lambeau. You know, it's a disjointed schedule this year with a bye in week four, but, you know, home game, bye, three more home games. So we're going to be sticking around here for a while now and just got to take care of business.
Is it important to play well this game as a team, not just you, but as a team, especially with the bye coming up, so you're not sitting there stewing on it for a week?
Look, it's about winning here. However you can achieve the wins. We've accomplished a lot here statistically. Those are for you guys to critique. For us, it's about winning. So however we get it done, we just got to win.
What stands out about Darius Slay?
You know, he's a player who's gotten better every single year. He has the respect of a lot of us quarterbacks because he does star coverage, which is a little rare in this league, where he will switch sides and cover a receiver on the right and left side. Not a lot of corners will do that. That says a lot about the competitor that he is, and I give him credit for that.
Aaron, we spend a lot of time talking basically with every guy in this locker room about fundamentals. Are there things fundamentally that you feel like you need to shore up?
I feel pretty good about my fundamentals. I'm a two-time USA All-Fundamentals team, first team. I have the helmets at the house. So. True story.
Aaron,
yes?
Yeah. They put a lot of responsibility on your shoulders to be quarterback in this offense. When things don't go well, do you bear that responsibility that the day wasn't as good as it could be?
Of course I do. I have to. I have to lead by example. As a leader, you have to take the blame when is necessary, and even sometimes when it's not your fault. I think it's important to let those guys know that you're going to stick your body on the line, but also, you know, you're going to stand up for them when you need to in the locker room, in the media room, and in the media. And take your responsibility for the way you played. And I didn't play as well as I wanted to last week, and I turned the ball over twice. And I can't do that if we're gonna win the game. So I got to play better, and we got to play more efficiently on offense as well.
The fumbles eat at you, because that's not something that you usually see.
They're frustrating for sure. You know, a couple, two of them. Well, actually, all of them. I didn't see anybody coming. That's no excuse to have a loose ball security there. So. That's something I'll make sure I get fixed. If I got to go through the gauntlet of practice, I'll do that. But I'll get that fixed.
And is timing an issue with the offense right now?
I think it is, yeah. You know, the West Coast offense is all about timing. And if your timing is even just a little bit off, you're going to be miles off at times with your connection points. So, you know, we've been working on that throughout the training camp and the regular season. But it's a little different when it's live out there and things are a little bit off based on coverage or protection or anything else that can mix up the timing in our offense. So we got to get back to finding ways to throw it on time, and that's only done when we're at the proper break point at the right time, and then you can deliver an accurate ball on time. So you eliminate some of those times you got to hold it because your guy's not at the proper break point. You're putting stress on the offensive line, the protection, and that's something we're working on.
Do you look to run a little less when you want to get the time going?
No, I run as a reaction. I'm a pass first guy outside the pocket, so the run is just a reaction. But I'm gonna keep extending plays when I need to. But as we get more in sync offensively, the running naturally probably comes down because the routes are being run on time and you can deliver the ball on time.
Mike said it's important to test the middle of the field a bit more. Why is that important for an offense?
Well, it just depends. I mean, you know, you gotta try and find the weak points and go after them. So it just depends on matchups. And, we liked some matchups last year at times in the middle of the field, but we threw plenty of balls outside the numbers too, both the game here and the game at Detroit. So we just got to figure out what's working and where the ball's going to go. And it could be in the middle, or it could be outside, or it could be checkdowns. I don't know.
Practice today, we saw from the coaches dumping the balls in water, then you're throwing them. How efficiently does it really simulate what could potentially happen in a rain game?
It's a silly drill. It's one of my least favorite drills in the game. I did it today as a favor to the coaches because I don't like that drill because it's unrealistic. If it is an actual rain game, the ball comes into the umpire, he wipes it off and puts it down. You don't dunk a ball directly in the water and then try and throw it. So it's an unrealistic drill, but we do it. And I participated today.
It's more for
them. No, it's for everybody, you know, making sure they're getting used to feeling a ball that's been submerged in the water.
You're often referred to as one of the best in your position in this sport. I think of Tom Brady, went to the Super Bowl twice, lost to the Giants, and then he won one. So is there too much scrutiny on you right now with your team being 1-1?
I mean, I don't care about that. I'm not worried about the outside expectations or scrutiny. I'm worried about how my teammates are responding to me. I'm worried about how the plan is getting together each week, and I'm worried about my preparation. It's worked over the years. You know, I played at a high level for a long time. So I'm not going to change anything. I'm not going to change the way I prepare, the way I get ready for a game. I'm just going to keep on plugging away and trust that at some point the execution is going to line up with myself and the receivers in protection, and we'll start scoring some points.
You've had several games against the Lions with 100-plus passer rating. Does that give you more confidence heading into a game knowing how much success you've had against a particular team?
I've said this a lot of times. I have never wavered with my confidence. So I don't need any extra stimulant or number or statistic to have more confidence. I have as high a confidence level as possible when I start every game, and I feel that way throughout the game. So it's just a matter of executing a little bit better.
Confidence never changes. But you're also legendary, chips on your shoulder. And I know that when you accomplish as much as you have in recent years, the chips are harder to find.
is what's happened in the last few games and what you dealt with last season and us peppering you with the questions we have, does it give you a little bit of an attitude or chip that you haven't had to work with for a while?
Look, let me say it's no offense, but you guys are predictable. You know, you knew when we came in here, we knew when we came in here, and I knew I had this on Wednesday, I knew what the line of questioning was going to be. You know, you guys got a job to do. You scrutinize, you analyze, and you make opinions based on how you feel the team is progressing or not progressing or playing, and we appreciate that. But inside, we don't think the same way that you guys think. We don't approach our job and scrutinize the same way. Now, we're very honest about our performance and about the way we're playing and about what we got to do, but we don't worry about the outside opinions. Now, we appreciate the job you guys have to do and the platform you guys give us to get our message out, but we don't approach the game looking at it the same way as you guys do. And that's why we have the confidence that we can get this thing going in the right direction. This is not an end-of-the-world type moment. Everything's coming down on top of us like we knew was going to happen when we come in here, because we've set a standard for so long. Myself, our team are playing at such a high level. When we have a couple disappointing performances, we know what's coming. Now, we would love to get back out there and dominate and have this thing turn around, but we know if we go on a run and we lose a game and play poorly, it's going to be right back to the same position. So this is part of the game we're prepared for. This is the game within the game, is talking with you guys and giving you guys something you guys can use. We appreciate what you do, but we're not ultimately judged or worried, you know, about your opinions of us and your scrutiny of us.
So how would you view, I'm not trying to be bad,
go ahead.
So how would you view, if instead of our view, then, you tell me what the view is supposed to be.
I'm not going to, because that's an inside the locker room opinion. And there needs to be a separation between what you guys think about us and what we feel about ourselves. Because our expectations and our opinions of each other and the offense is way more important than your opinion of us, to us.
I understand. But you don't think that if you were on the other side of the microphones, that you wouldn't have watched what happened on Sunday night? And
for sure. That's what I'm saying. You guys have a job to do. So do your job, make your opinions, and scrutinize. But we're not worried about your opinions. And we're not going back and, you know, worried and having sleepless nights worrying about what you guys are saying about our offense. Because you guys don't know what plays are running. You don't know where the execution is. You don't know where the you know, the flaws in the execution lie. Now, you're looking at whatever you guys are looking at to break down the performances. I don't know if you guys are doing the Pro Football Focus type stuff or whatnot, but even that stuff, we're not worried about those opinions. We're worried about what Mike says, what Tom says, what Edgar says, what Alex says, and we'll improve, we'll get better, and we'll execute better.